and expert workmanship. They are small farmers.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Programme for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our programme is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today's theme is sharing, and in particular the sharing of the world's resources. Benjamin Krem summarized Maitreya's concerns by saying, without sharing there is no justice, without justice there is no peace, and without peace there is no future. So it is really a very critical action that we, humanity, need to take if we want a future. So I'm going to start with, as usual, an article by Benjamin Krem's master. This one is titled Inclusiveness, the Key. At present, a lull has occurred in the international financial collapse. And I should say this article comes from many years ago, from 1999, in fact. And even now, the financial institutions, or particularly now, are looking a little bit shaky. So this, I'm sure, still has much relevance. So I'll start again. At present, a lull has occurred in the international financial collapse. The economies of several nations tottering on the brink have been shored up by the international banks and agencies to a greater or lesser degree. This effort to avoid a total breakdown of the present economic system is doomed to failure and cannot for long endure. So great are the tensions inherent in the vast differences in economic power wielded by the different various nations that true stability is impossible to achieve. This being so, it is only a question of time before the whole shaky edifice collapses ignominiously. This will be the signal and the opportunity for a complete reappraisal of the economic priorities of the world. The needs of all peoples are the same. Adequate food, housing, education, and healthcare are the essential requirements without which men cannot reach nor render to society their full potential. Millions today are denied these basic rights. When Maitreya emerges, his first priority will be to address this fundamental problem, to show how simple it is to change the status quo when men see themselves as brothers. He will advocate, as a matter of urgency, the sharing of the necessities of life more equitably as the prerequisite for a stable world society. Thus will he draw the peoples together and commit them to transformation. When men see the need and recognise the possibilities thus revealed, they will gladly adhere to Maitreya's recommendations and implement the needed changes. Thus will men themselves construct the foundations of the new world. Eagerly they will seek the advice of Maitreya and his group of masters, thus avoiding the pitfalls which might otherwise nullify their efforts. That advice will graciously be given, so steering men into safe and welcoming harbours. Naught but that which fulfils the needs of all will Maitreya advocate. His inclusiveness, therefore, will determine the nature and the form of all transformations. Thus will men learn to see the higher vision, the reality of a world shorn of division and selfish greed, of power-hungry domination of the weak and poor, and in growing unison of the possibility of a world without war or want, without competition and the needless sacrifice of the many for the few. Thus will it be. Thus will Maitreya inspire the creation of a new and better world. Thus will he invoke the innate good in all men and show them the way to fulfill their divine destiny as sons of God. And another just short quote from an article by the Master, and this title is The Secret of Living. When men take the decision to share together the produce of this bountiful world, an extraordinary and mysterious happening will take place. At a stroke, men will realize that the need for war is past. The menace of terrorism will quickly disappear. The trust engendered by sharing will make the problems facing men, environmental and territorial, resolvable in blossoming goodwill. Through sharing, men will realize that they are brothers, and acting as brothers in close cooperation will begin the process of transforming this world. So, on to quotes from Benjamin Creme's books, and today we'll start with one from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1. We are now facing a crisis which is essentially spiritual, but which is working out in the political and economic fields. Hence the Christ's decision to work within the sphere of politics and economics, and hence his emphasis on the principle of sharing, which he has said is the key to all future progress for man. And to quote, when you share, you recognize God in your brother. Man must share or die. Sharing is a divine principle, and until we recognize that all structures must reflect that inner divinity, we shall not make one further step in our evolutionary journey. As soon as we do realize it, we shall open the door into an entirely new situation. There is a wonderful statement by the great Spanish poet Federico Garcia Lorca about the ending of hunger. The day that hunger is eradicated from the earth, there will be the greatest spiritual explosion the world has ever known. Humanity cannot imagine the joy that will burst into the world on the day of that great revolution. That may seem a very ambitious statement, but it is a recognition, I believe, that the eradication of hunger in a world of plenty is humanity's first step into its divinity. Because it is the first step into right relationship of man to man. As soon as we recognize that we are one and begin to share the resources of the world among all peoples, we take the first step into becoming gods. Therein lies the essential spirituality of the new economic structures, which must be based on sharing, because they must be based on man's divinity. Sharing is a divine activity, and it goes further than the distribution of the world's resources. We all share our divinity. We are really one on every level, physical, emotional, mental, intuitional, and social. On all these levels, sharing can take place. Now we're hopping over to Volume 2 of Maitreya's Mission. The redistribution of resources is the problem which is at the heart of the economic and indeed the spiritual crisis overhanging the world today. This spiritual crisis is focused in the political and economic theatre. That is why Maitreya comes in the first place as a political and economic teacher. Although his teaching is non-religious, it is about the spiritual life, about right human relationships. When we share the world's resources, we take the first step into solving the ills of the world and the first step into our divinity. The method, as I understand it, will be a sophisticated form of barter, in which the nations pool their excess resources and redistribute them fairly and justly, according to need. Nothing will be imposed. It is up to us. And many different ideas will be floated. As a basic minimum, the aim is adequate, correct food, housing, healthcare, and education for all as universal rights. And this is now a question and answer. The question from November 1991 is, will the Lord Maitreya teach us how to share? The idea of helping people at the other end of the world, while we are living in London, for example, is something difficult to understand. It is not too difficult to understand when you remember that at the end of the Second World War, the economy of Europe was absolutely on its knees. There were literally millions of refugees to cope with. The concentration camps had been opened and the millions of interned inmates were released. There was a colossal problem. Germany had been bombed to smithereens. Most of its cities were in ruins. This was true of areas in France and Belgium and parts of England. I do not need to go into the details. Europe and the Soviet Union were in tatters. And what happened? Thousands of miles across the sea, an American called George Marshall had a brilliant plan. The Marshall Plan came into fruition, and money and goods on a lease-lend basis were shipped from the United States into Europe. The biggest sharing exercise in the world transformed Europe. In a very few years, the economy got going and the cities were rebuilt. Sharing on a world basis is possible if you have the concept and the will. It is simply a recognition of the need and finding a way to fulfill it. The masters have a very simple plan which has been worked out, not by them, but with their help, by a group of initiates, economists and financiers of international standing, but who are also members of the spiritual hierarchy. Each nation will be asked to make an inventory of what it has and what it needs. In this way, the world's cake will be known. Each nation will be asked to make over into a common trust that which it has in excess of its needs in any given commodity. A new United Nations agency dealing only with the distribution of resources will be formed under the supervision of a master, or at least a third-degree initiate. And so, by a simple process of sharing and exchange, a very sophisticated form of barter will replace the present economic system. This is not immediate, but not too far in the future. The collapse of the stock markets, beginning in Japan, will force governments to see certain priorities which Maitreya has enumerated. And the first is the supplying of sufficient, correct food for the people. Next, the supplying of adequate housing and shelter. And thirdly, the supplying of education and healthcare facilities for all as a natural right. This does not seem too much. Food, shelter, healthcare and education. But there is nowhere in the world in which all of these automatically exist. Not even in the United States, which sees itself as the richest and certainly militarily speaking the most powerful nation in the world, do these pertain as a common right. There are 33 million people officially in the United States living under the poverty line. When these simple basic priorities are implemented, you will see a transformed world. As soon as we recognize our responsibility for the developing world, we will implement the principle of sharing. And just for interest, that last question and answer was from November 1991. So I'm not entirely sure that the number of people living in poverty in the US is still 33 million. Might be more, but hopefully that's less than that by now. And now for another shortish quote from another article by Ben's master. And the title for this is Inclusiveness, the Key. So great are the tensions inherent in the vast differences in economic power wielded by the various nations that true stability is impossible to achieve. This being so, it is only a question of time before the whole shaky edifice collapses ignominiously. This will be the signal and the opportunity for a complete reappraisal of the economic priorities of the world. And of course, I've just realised I'm rereading the article that I read at the very beginning of the program, but perhaps it is worth reiterating that particular excerpt. Anyway, moving on to an excerpt from one of Maitreya's messages, and this is from message number 82. My task will be to show you how to live together peacefully as brothers. This is simpler than you imagine, my friends, for it requires only the acceptance of sharing. Sharing, indeed, is divine. It underlies all progress for man. By its means, my brothers and sisters, you can come into correct relationship with God. And this, my friends, underlies your lives. When you share, you recognize God in your brother. This is the truth, simple but until now difficult for man to grasp. The time has come to evidence this truth. And another quote. This is actually from the magazine itself, although it may have since been published in one of the books. It's from the July-August 2010 issue. Why do millions of people not share now? Why do people not see inwardly that sharing is a natural thing in a family of brothers? In a home, the mother, father, and children share everything. Likewise, we are in a home called Earth, and we are brothers and sisters. Everything on Earth belongs to everyone, and therefore should be shared. Everyone's needs should be met, but it is not happening. Why? Because people do not have that inner spiritual awareness. They do not make it happen. It does not occur to them. We have free will. We can choose to share or not. If we decide to follow Maitreya's advice, whether we know it is his advice or not is immaterial, we will save the world. If we decide, however, that we do not want sharing, if there are not enough people who want change, sharing and justice, then we will destroy ourselves. It is as simple as that. Maitreya knows there is a critical mass of 1.8 billion people ready to adopt his advocacy. When those 1.8 billion people make known where they stand and demand that their governments change their ways of working and share the resources of the world, it will happen. And that critical mass may even be larger than that by now. In fact, I'm sure it is. And one last quote from Benjamin Graham. The inauguration of the system of sharing is probably the easiest of all to accomplish. It is difficult to teach men to love. It is difficult to establish the brotherhood of humanity. But it is easy to share the resources of the world. It is a question of distribution, nothing else. The resources are there. The science and technology are there. No one need go without. Humanity has to accept a degree of oneness that will make it a normal and self-evident truth that the only way to peace is to share the resources of the world. So that, I hope, gives you a taste of Maitreya's intention or wish that humanity shares, sees ourselves as one. If you'd like more information, of course, check out the books by Benjamin Graham or the magazine Share International. You can find information about all of these and more background information on the website share-international.org. Or if you have questions, email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week.